Tell me also, as the goalie, when you've got that 6'7" monster in front of you, would you have played that differently? In other words, would you have forced the situation, seeing how isolated he was and that the defender was not playing him man-to-man?
Yeah, for me, I think I would have had him get a bump on him, you know, when he was at the top of the box. Once he gets that close, you know, the goalkeeper, once the ball's about to be crossed, from a goalkeeper's perspective, you don't really have a chance to look over your shoulder. In this case, to Casey's right, looking up the field. So at the top of the box, I'm always, you know, I'm a big proponent, especially that I'm getting older. The less I touch the ball, the better off I am. So I try and avoid things before they happen. And you know, I would have maybe have been, and he may have been shouting. It's, you know, from our standpoint, you can't hear, you can't really tell. To get a body on him and just sort of break his stride a little bit. And if you watch that play, his stride was never broken. He was determined he was going to get to that first post, and there was no one that was going to stop him. And just at the six-yard box, he gives a little shove to Eddie Pope, and Eddie ends up, you know, 3 or 4 yards in front of him, and he's, you know, naked at the front post with a clear header.